If you're looking for something to soothe your nerves and calm you down, this probably ain't it. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, this would not be it. In fact, I strongly suggest you lay off the coffee because I'll get you jacked up just fine and well. From the day after the midterm elections, I gave you two things about the takeaways for the Republicans and the Democrats. Number one, the red flag for the Republicans is don't lose track of those Rust Belt states, including the ones that I frequent and live in. The flyover states at the heart of the upper Midwest being Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Don't lose sight of those, because if you do, the big victory in 2016 will not repeat itself. And for Democrats, the warning was simple. Don't overplay your hand. Don't overreach. Don't overextend yourself, as you always do, because you think you have some mandate from the people, and you go wild, and then next thing you know, you're embarrassed and you've lost a bunch of seats again. And then I see this headline from my good friend, Dr. Tom Borelli, who says, you know, the Democrats are ready to overreach on climate change. And I'm like, he's absolutely right. I said, I need to have him on the program. And look, there he is. Tom, welcome back.
Be back.
Always good to have you. You know, I was shocked to read here, Tom, just recently, that despite the fact that we left the Paris Climate Accords, we apparently don't actually get out until 2020 and have to follow the rules anyway. How odd is that?
Well, it comes down really to two letters, UN. Anything the United Nations does, and that was the Paris Climate Accord was put together through the United Nations, there's always got to be, you know, hooks and traps. But we really don't have to worry about any of this anyway, because it was never a binding resolution, number one. Number two, we're using more natural gas, and our CO2 emissions, carbon dioxide emissions, are actually going down, as opposed to a lot of the other European countries that signed on to this deal, where their emissions are going up. So the whole thing was a complete, made absolutely no sense. It was just a feel-good exercise where the bureaucrats could all get together and all the elites get together. They all shake their hands, and then nothing happens except harming hardworking people around the world. And all you need to do is look at France, where there was a tremendous, really, revolt against a climate change tax on energy.
And it's the revolt against all of those things. But I think that there's something going on here, and I've begun to explore this idea, Tom, and I want you to try this on for size, because as I look at what happened with the Paris Climate Accord, okay, we left, but we didn't really leave. I've got a good friend of mine, a relative, who is trying to dig a pond on a piece of property in the Carolinas. And prior to Donald Trump, he was told, no, you can't do that. It violates the Waters of the U.S. Act put through by the EPA. That's now been rescinded. So he went back and said, can I dig the pond? He was told, no, you can't. Why not? Well, you know, we're just going to kind of stick with it. And I'm going to give you one other example of the Department of Justice making deals to get rid of some cases because the rules have changed. Now that Trump's in office, we'll get into more specifics on that in the next couple of days. And they said, nah, we're not going to do that. Well, you said you're going to throw these cases out. Yeah, we're not. What I'm getting at is this. It appears to be, to me, that there's this developing stall game going on in D.C. where these agencies, whether it's the Department of Justice or the EPA or those involved with climate change, saying, you know what, Trump has come in and changed all these rules, but we're just going to drag our feet, because he's going to be gone in a couple of years. We don't believe he's going to get reelected. And we're going to leave all of these rules in place anyway. What do you make of that?
Steve, you're absolutely right. Now, let me throw another three letters at you. DOJ, Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what the Department of Justice has been doing for the past 2 years when President Trump took into office. And we had, you know, Congressman Representative Nunes trying to really shake out all the information from an administration of which President Trump runs. It is really mind-bending, but the real takeaway from all of this is you have the president and you have his appointees in Washington, D.C., and then you have the bureaucrats, the individuals who are all part of unions, who are largely Democrats, who just play this game of stall and delay, hoping for a change. And they got that when the House of Representatives is going to flip in January. That takes a lot of pressure off a lot of the bureaucrats that have their own agenda, and it's going to make it much more difficult for Republicans.
As you look at what's going to happen here starting January, You know, people like Nadler will take charge of the House Judiciary Committee, and he'll start impeachment. Schiff said, you know, maybe Trump should be serving jail time. The Democrats are never afraid to overreach on any topic, are they?
No, they can't help themselves, because when you just sit back and do a little analysis, you know, I have a PhD in biochemistry, not in psychology, but I'll play one for this moment. It's all about emotion. And when you only use emotion, you don't have, you know, rational thought. And this is what we're seeing. They're just rabid against President Trump. They're so excited that they're going to get power. And the other aspect of this is they need to feed that left-wing base. You know, going back to climate change, you have former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, you know, a billionaire. He's a huge climate change advocate. Billionaire Tom Steyer out there in California, progressive activist. He may run for president, too. So these individuals have their money. They float it down to these activist groups. The activist groups then feed into the emotion of the Democrats that they elected. It's one really kind of nasty circle.
But isn't there a lesson here, Tom? You mentioned it, Tom Borelli here with us. You mentioned it at the top of the segment, and that is France. France is burning because of these climate change pushes. Emmanuel Macron, just go back to last year when he was elected and how he was being put up. This is the other. This is the other side of Trump. This is what, you know, the anti-Trump or the un-Trump would be. Young and charismatic and great guy and leader on these important issues. And look at him. His approval ratings in some places are like 16%. Unbelievable. I mean, I can't even believe he's still in office, and it's been barely a year. And that's what they wanted to hold up as the example of what Donald Trump should be. The guy's an absolute abject failure, right?
Yes, because he forgot about the people.
I don't think he ever knew him.
Forgotten about the people forever. And your intro, you mentioned the importance of the, you know, Rust Belt states, the Midwest states, you know, going into this election. This is exactly what the Democrats are doing. They're forgetting that these climate change policies are about serving the needs of the elites, and it's the middle class that pays, the forgotten men and women. And this is a huge advantage for President Trump going into 2020. Probably the best one he has is to keep running on energy.
Well, certainly. But then, of course, the other part of the Democratic overreach is we must end the Electoral College, because we don't want North Dakota represented. We don't want Michigan properly represented, or the small states like Nebraska, Montana, Delaware, New Hampshire. They don't matter anyway. We need to end the Electoral College, and we need more senators in places like California. You've heard these arguments. It's just like you can't win the game, so we better change the rules.
Some of our sport teams, we could do that. Just move the goalposts, you know, a few feet this way,
right,
that way. I mean, but, you know, fundamentally, our country is really built on, you know, liberty, obviously, but also fairness, giving the little guy a shot. That's what makes America an exceptional country, that anybody can do anything if you really work hard and have a little luck. This is what
work
they
ethic.
Don't like that. What they want is control. So if they want elections just based on big cities and maybe a number of illegal aliens just between us, you never know. They will never lose.
Well, yeah, but the illegal aliens are supported by the right and the left for two different reasons, but it's wrong. But that's why I have you here, Doctor. Dr. Tom Borelli, biochemistry doctor. See, I bring people on that are far smarter than I am. I do that for a very good reason. Tom, always good to have you.
Great to be back.
Talk soon. Dr. Tom Borelli, one of my favorites, without question, here on the Steve Gruber Show. Speaking of energy, this part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.